Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Pei Beis, and we're going to begin 10 lines down from the top, Pei Beis Omid Aleph. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas, Benjamin Platt, Eli Platt's father, Olav Shalom, Dov Ber Ben Meir Halevi. All the shows we learn for should have an Aliyah from all learning. Okay, we pick up 10 lines down from the top, Pei Beis Omid Aleph, with a new sugya. Omer Shmuel. Shmuel tells us, Nishmei de Levi, the name of Levi. Kol Nedarim Bal Mefer Le'ishto. Chutz min hanoasi al ploni, she'enu mefer. We spent the last couple of days discussing that a husband, according to everybody, according to the Chachamim, and according to Rav Yossi, if it's a true inui nefesh, the husband can be made for his wife's nedarim. So Shmuel is telling us in the name of Levi, kol nedarim bal mefer lishto, under all circumstances, a husband can be made for his wife's nedarim if they were inui nefesh, with one exception. Chutz min hanoasi al ploni, when she says that I asked so-and-so to get hanoah for me. So she's saying that Reuven cannot get hanoah for me. So the husband has no ability in that situation. She'eino mefer. He can't be made for a neder. In that situation, she's not having any inui nefesh because she's asking him to get hanoah from her. So Reuven can't get hanoah from her. How's that inui nefesh? And therefore, she is going to have to keep that neder. Her husband can't be made for that neder. As the Ran tells us, Adiba Masu, Chutz Bianos Ploni, Hanosi, Al Ploni, Da, Lo, Heavy Law, Inui Nefesh. There's no Inui Nefesh involved. However, if she says, Aval Hanos Ploni, a lie, if she says, but Reuven can't give me Hanoah, if that's her Nether, she asks herself to get Hanoah from Reuven, then Mefer. The husband does have the right to go be Mefer the Nether. The next Ran tells us, the Kivan, the Is, Ba, Inui Nefesh, since she is now being afflicted from the fact that she can't get Hanoah from Reuven, so Afa Pishalo Nodra, Ella. Now the gear says we have is Me'acher, but if you look in Agos, Siyun Mosvab, it should be Me'echad, even though it's only one person that she's asking herself to get Hanoah from, the other 99.9% people of the world, she's able to get an offer from. Nevertheless, this is considered inui nefesh and mefer. That's what Shmuel said in the name of Levi. We're going to spend the first half of this year, the rest of the summer, trying to schlug this statement up. So Shmuel says in the name of Levi that if she asks herself to get an offer from one person, just from Reuven, her husband can be made for that. That's called inui nefesh. The Gemara says, wait a second, our Mishnah that we just had the other day, Tanan, we learned over there, Peros, Medina Zualai. If the wife says that I asked myself to get Hanoah from the Peros from this Medina. Again, we weren't going to the word Zu according to the Ran. It meant that a specific Medina, not the Medina she's living in necessarily. She says, I won't get Hanoah from fruits from Mexico. She lives in the United States, says, I won't get Hanoah from fruits from Mexico. Peros Medina Zualai. So the husband has an opportunity, Yovi Lov Medina Acher, so bring her fruits from Canada, bring her fruits from the United States, bring her fruits from Portugal. So there is no inui nefesh in that situation, and the husband cannot be made for it. Now, the Ran points out, in Dira Masu Yovi Medina Acheres, that implies Avol Peros Oso Medina, the fruits from that country, that Medina, from Mexico in my example, Mitzrayla, are in fact also on her. Now, he can't be made for that. Many Yochel Hoffer, the Baal can't be made for that, and therefore the Kol Shekein. How can Shmuel tell me in the name of Levi that if it's just one guy, Reuven, the husband has a right to be made for that? Be'omeres Hanoah is plenty a lie. Sheni Yochel Hoffer. So how could one person? Oh, that's inui nefesh. So therefore the husband can be made for it. But a whole country that he can't be made for. So from the fact that our Mishnah said he can't be made for, that seems to suggest that Shmuel is wrong. So Gemara says, no, Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Shmuel's talking about that our Mishnah has to be understood, not that she says, I ask myself to have Peros from this country. What she said was, the Ka'amra Shetavi. What does this mean? So the Ran has a Girsa, Shetavi Atta. She's telling her husband, in Dibra Maso, the Ka'amra Shetavi Atta, the wife is saying, Kegon de Ka'amra. She makes the nether. She says, Peros Medina Zualai. She says, the fruits from Mexico are Asra and me, Im Taviyam Atta. If my husband brings them to me, then they're also. Avo kishivi ma'acher. If another guy brings them to me, no problem. Lo, now the Girsa we have is asartem alei in the Ran, but osram is the way it should be in Agos Yisur Mosaim. Those are never also to her. She didn't ask herself the fruits of Mexico. She asked her husband to go bring her fruits from Mexico. The kivin the eish lo takana, the osa peros shal osa medina, ayide acher. Since anybody else in the world can go bring her fruits from Mexico, that's not called inui nefesh. Lo domi lanos ploni alei. The last latakon alinos biosu ploni. That's different than I asked myself to get Hanoah from Reuven. There is no substitute for getting Hanoah from Reuven. She asked that. That's why the husband can be made for it. That's what Shmuel says, that in that situation, made for it. The husband can be made for it because there's no getting around that she can't get Hanoah from Reuven. And she might want to have Avanah from Reuven, as the Rosh explains in Dibra Masel, Avanah is plenty, you like Nefer, Devi Inu Nefesh, that's considered Inu Nefesh, she had Motit Starach Menu, she may need something from Reuven. Reuven may have something that she, in fact, does need. So therefore, there is a difference. When she says, I ask myself for you, my husband, to go bring me fruits from Mexico, she can still get fruits from Mexico. She can go bring it herself. She can have somebody else bring it to her. She can have her husband bring her fruits from another country. So therefore, that's not called Inu Nefesh. And that's why, in this situation, our Mishnah had said, the Baal can't be Mefer. But when Shmuel said the name of Levi, that if she asks herself just Hanah from Reuven, that he can be Mefer because that is Inui Nefesh. Okay? We didn't slug up Shmuel. Try again. Toshma. The Mishnah continues, Peros Chenvani Zeolai. If the woman said, the Peros of a certain Chenvani should be also to me. Ein Yochel Hofer. The husband can't go and be Mefer that neder. Because, as we had pointed out, she can go get items from other Chenvani in the city. So therefore, if it's just one Chenvani, so she can't have her husband be made for it. But wait a second. Shmuel had just said that if it was only one person, Reuven, that she asked her to get Hanah from, he can't be made for it. So why, if it's one Chenvani that she asked her, he can't be made for that? So Kasha and Shmuel, the Mishnah seems to disagree with Shmuel. Again, the Gemara says, same terrors we gave a minute ago. Hachanami, we're dealing over here as well. The Ka'amra Shetavi Ata. She's saying the same thing over here. I'm only asking myself on you bringing it to me. I can go to that Chenveni and get it myself. I can have somebody else get it for me from that Chenveni. I can have you get it for me from a different Chenveni. And therefore, that's why there's no Inu Nefesh. But when she says, I ask myself to get an off from Reuven, that's it. There's no alternative. She can't get an off from Reuven. And that's why Shmuel says the Baal can be made for it. Keep on going. The Mishnah continues and says, but if that Chenveni was the only Chenveni that the husband had a credit account with, the other Chenvenis in town didn't give the husband credit, this Chenveni would give the husband credit. And since that's therefore much better for the husband, so in that situation, if she says, I asked her getting food from that Chenveni, that impacts the husband, so therefore the husband was able to be made for the neder. That's what the Mishnah said. The husband was able to be made for the neder. But wait a second. If the understanding that we now have of the Mishnah is that we're dealing with the Amis, the Ka'amra, Shetavi Ata, she's only saying that I'm not asking myself to get Hanah from that Chevani that you have a credit account with. I'm just asking you to bring it to me. So then, am I Yofer? Why should I be able to be made for it? Let her go get it herself. Let somebody else go get it from that person, or let him go get it from someone other Chevani. And the same thing, just like you're telling me in the first two attempts that we tried to slug you up, we're dealing with where the husband is the one that can't bring it. She can go bring it herself, and therefore it's not Inu Nefesh. So to over here, it shouldn't be Inu Nefesh. So we're stuck. Elami the Sefer, Lomaisi Baal Havi, since the Sefer is obviously not talking about we're asking the husband to bring it, but we're saying that it's also for her to get, period, from that Chenveni. Reisha de Komaisi, he also, the Reisha is also not talking about what she told the husband, you can't get it from me, but it's what she can't get it from there, and therefore our original question on Shmuel returns. The Mishnah clearly doesn't allow for one Chenveni, one Medina, to go and be made for it. So how can you, Shmuel, say that if there's one person, Reuven, that she asked to get enough from, he can be made for it? So we're stuck. Shmuel seems to be wrong. So therefore, the Gemara says, El Reisha, you know what we're talking about, the Reisha is Ein Yochel L'Hofer, the reason why the husband can't be made for in the Reisha of the Mishnah, when you're dealing with one Medina, or when you're dealing with one Chenveni, not the one that he has specifically a credit account with, but just one Chenveni, Udukah Maisahi, because that's talking about where she is not allowed to go and bring it even herself. As the bottom line says in Dibra Masel El Reisha, Klomar, Ein, Vadai Kushta, this is correct. The Karmis, the Reisha, Misukma, the Reisha, the cases that we just mentioned, Medina Zoo, or the Chenveni Zoo, Bisha Osra Alei, Perosu Shaloso Chenveni, Afilu Kishetuviem He, even if she is going to go bring it. Umihu, Lokash Shmuel, but then why is it not a Kash and Shmuel? If in that situation you can't be made for it, how come Shmuel says in the case of Reuven, you can't be made for? Because the Masnis in Kula Rav Yosihi. As we turn to Pei Beis Omud Beis, as the Gemara tells us, Umasnis in Rav Yosihi, the Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Yosi. And how do we know that? Because the Amar Rav Huna, Kule Pirkin Rav Yosi. Our entire perek, as we pointed out, is Rav Yosihi. Umay ein yochel hofer. And when the Mishnah says you can't be made for, it's mishum inu nefesh that you can't be made for. However, avo made for nedarim should be no levina, but does allow it to be made for nedarim that are involving him. So, from a point of view of inu nefesh, it's not inu nefesh. But from a point of view, this is going to make his life that much more difficult if he can't go and get it from this person. So he is allowed to be made for it. Only because of Inu Nefesh he can't be made for it. But Beno Leveina, he would be able to be made for it. And therefore, there's no kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel's talking about a case of Inu Nefesh. And the Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Yossi that that's not Inu Nefesh. It's a Beno Beneina, and that's why he'd be allowed to be made for it, because it's Beno Leveina. And we can see this more clearly back in the Ran that I started reading from the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Now we'll continue reading the Ran. That's why the Mishnah said you can't be made for it, because it's not Inui Nefesh. But when Shmuel said it, that was talking about Mishum Inui Nefesh. Mashma ki Rabbanan Sirulei. He holds like the Rabbanan. So there's no stira between the Mishnah, which is Rav Yossi, and Shmuel's opinion, which goes like the Rabbanan. Very good. Now we continue with the following statement the Gemara makes. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, that in the situation where Nadra Mishnei Kikaros, a woman makes a neder that she will not eat two certain specific loaves of bread. As the Ran tells us, and here Mas Omer Yehuda Mishmuel, Nadra Mishnei Kikaros, Kigon Da'omra, Shnei Kikaros Elu Olai. She says, I ask myself like a carbon, these two Kikaros, and what's about them? Be'achas Misano. One of them is going to cause her affliction. As the Ran explains, Dibu Masmi Asusana, Shehi Pas Nikia. This is very finely sifted flour and is very tasty and delicious. And if she's not able to eat that, that's Inui Nefesh. However, the second one will be Achas Ein Misana. Second one's not going to really displease her too much that she can't eat it. As the Ran says, in the next Dibu Masmi will be Achas Ein Misana, Shepas Kiber. That's coarse bread. That's whole wheat bread. She doesn't like whole wheat bread. So she asks herself these two loaves in front of her. One is a delicious loaf of bread to her, and the other one's not really very tasty to her. But she asks it both of them. So, the din that Rehuda Mishmuel tells us is, Mitoch Shehu Mefer La Misana, since the husband has the right to be made for his wife's Inu Nefesh, that's going to cause her Inu Nefesh by not being able to eat the bread that she wants, so he can also be made for La She'eno Misana, simultaneously when he's made for one of them, since it's one neder, he's also made for the one that really didn't bother her so much. So, she is now allowed to eat both the whole wheat bread, which she really didn't care too much about, but more importantly, she can eat the bread that she wanted to have. Both of them come together as a package deal. That's the opinion of Yehuda Mishmuel, that when he's made for the one that she's misana, which he has the right to be made for, it is also going to be made for the one which she's not misana from, which she normally, if she had just said, I asked myself to eat this pas kiber, this whole wheat bread, which she doesn't like, so that's not even an epesh, the husband would not be allowed to be made for it. From the fact that it was connected to the loaf of bread that she does want to eat, both of them come together, Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, she can have both of them mutter to her when her husband's mefer the nether. On the other hand, Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan says, no, mefer lemisana. The husband can only be made for the one that she wants to eat, because that's inu nefesh if she doesn't eat it. So he can only be made for the very finely sifted good bread. But he can't be made for the ain mefer l'shein misana. But the whole wheat bread that she doesn't want, the coarse flour which she doesn't want, it's not going to cause her an inu if she doesn't eat it. That the husband doesn't have a right to be made for. So we have a fundamental difference over here between Yehuda and Shmuel, who says that when the husband is made for the neder, he's made for both what she is having inu nefesh with and even what she's not having inu nefesh with, because it's one neder. Whereas Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan says, no, the husband can only be made for what she has inu nefesh in. Now, before we understand why each of them says what we do, we have a slightly different version of this, which is essentially the same thing, except instead of it being Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, we have Yichud the Amre that Boy Mine Rav Asi Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan, what happens in this case with Nodu Mishneki Karos, Bachas Misana, Bachas Eina Misana, our exact case. Rav Asi asked that to Rav Yochanan, not that he reported the result in the name of Rav Yochanan. Here, according to this version, he asked Rav Yochanan, what's the din if the woman likes one bread and doesn't like the other bread, but she asks both of them with a neder? Can her husband be made for it? Mahu? So Amalei, Rav Yochanan had, in this situation, responded to Rav Asi, and he said, no, made for Lemisana, he's only allowed to be made for the one that she wants, the one that's going to cause her affliction if she doesn't eat it, but he's not allowed to be made for Vein Mefer, Lisha Ein Misana. He can't be made for the one which, in fact, she doesn't get any Inu Nefesh from not eating it because she doesn't like it. That is the same exact machlokas, it's just slightly different in terms of the first version had it as a direct statement that Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, and the second version had it that Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan told him the answer. Bottom line is, we have this machlokas between Rehuda and Shmuel, who says the husband's made for both of them, and Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan, who says that the husband can only be made for the one that she has Inu Nefesh from, but not the loaf of bread that she doesn't get Inu Nefesh from. Why? What's the understanding of this? So if you look in the Ran, in Dibra Maskel, Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan, Mefer lemisana, veino mefer l'shein misana. So the Ran explains, Mishum delaslei hachagrora, because according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, one rolls right after the other. Because the husband has the ability to be made for one of them, since it's one neder, he automatically has to have the ability to be made for the other one. And Rav Asi Amar Yochanan doesn't agree with that. Mishum delaslei hachagrora, he doesn't hold that one flows with the other. Hilkach. Afilu hofer b'feirish, according to Rav Asi Rav Yochanan, even if the husband said, I hereby am made for both loaves of bread, she can eat both loaves of bread. L'misana, v'ein misana. Nevertheless, ein amufor, l'she'ein misana. He doesn't have the power to be made for the eino misana bread. The one that doesn't cause her any affliction, he doesn't have the power to be made for. The Torah never gave the husband the right to be made for something that's not inu nefesh. Kach Pirshu Rabosi. This is the way the Ran understands this from the name of his Rabbeim. However, the Ran says, V'lo ra'isi li'echad mehem, but my Rabbeim, I never saw them explain, Begrora de Shmuel. Why Shmuel holds that the two of them, when Yehuda Rav Shmuel said that the husband can be made for both of them, why was this Gerora allowed? My time of Shmuel, Lama. Why did Shmuel say that there is this Gerora? Obviously, Rav Asi Yochanan makes very good sense. Why should one be allowed? It's not inu nefesh. But why, the Ran says, did Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, why did my Rebbeim explain that this Grora works? Why? On what basis of the Grora works? So the Ran explains beautifully. He says, V'nir b'enai, my opinion is, the Shmuel of Rav Yochanan b'hochi pligi. This is what Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel are actually arguing about. Mishum dekra ksib, the pasuk tells us, v'ishach yifeirenu, the husband has the right to be made for his wife's nedarim. We learned already on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph that Tzorech Habal Sheyofer Kol HaNeder. The husband can only be made for the entire neder. The Yafirenu Kule Mashba. The word Yafirenu means I will be made for it, meaning the entire neder. V'im Hofer Mitzoso. And if in fact the husband is only made for part of the neder, Afilu Ma Shehofer Einu Mufer. Even the part that he's allowed to be made for, if he's only made for part of it, that's not mufar. He has an all or nothing. Either he's made for the entire nether, or he's made for none of it. You can't be made for 50% of the nether. Shekachi yikra girsa by ishmaisa. That's what we understood to mean. Isha yifeirenu. The husband has the right to be made for the entire nether. Now, ukamosha nichtov alei b'siyata d'shmaya. Now I'm going to explain this. He says, mishum hachi, this is the machlokas of Yibetirim Yochanan, and Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The kivan shenodra mishnei kikaros, since she's making a neder from both of these kikaros, so then hare neder echad, or kineder echad is the gizu we have, but the Hagos Tzion says it should be hare neder echad. It's one neder. The avshalo lohofer lechatzoyin. He can't, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, be made for only half of it. The yafirenu ksiv, the entire neder, he has to be made for. And mishum hachi, mitok shu tzorich lohofer, since he has to be made for the entire neder, v'yachol lohofer l'misane, since he does have the rights in the Torah for inu nefesh to be made for the neder that causes her inu nefesh. So when she says, I really like this finely sifted bread, but I'm making a neder not to eat it, so he has the right to be made for that neder, mishum inu nefesh, so therefore mefer gam kein through grora, since it's one neder, mefer gam kein l'she'eno misana. He's also able to be made for the one that she doesn't get Eden Nefesh from, the whole wheat bread. Because the Amris Lo Motzi made for, if you're telling me that the husband cannot be made for the whole wheat bread, Nimtza Sha'af Hafaroso L'Misana Ein Klum. According to this understanding, there's one neder, and there's a connectivity. Isha Yifirenu, he has to go be made for the entire neder. So the woman made a neder on both the afflicted bread and the unafflicted bread. The one that will cause her affliction, the one that won't cause her affliction. And therefore, if the husband is not able to be made for the one bread that is afflicting her, then he wouldn't be able to go be made for her neder. And therefore, v'kivan d'rachmona yoyv lei rishusei lohofer nedar, since the husband is given the right to be made for the bread that's afflicting her, that he can be made for, if she's not eating that, it's going to afflict her. So yesh ben inu nefesh, because there is inu nefesh there, Al karchach, therefore you're forced to say that the husband can be made for afisha ein misane, even the one that doesn't cause her affliction. Because the misane, bisha ein misane, talya, because the two are connected, this grara, they go hand in hand. They're talya, one on the other. And it's one nether, he has the right to definitely be made for something that causes her inu nefesh. So even though there are parts of it that aren't inu nefesh, the husband can be made for both. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. And the Amr Slomotzi made for Iku Inu Nefesh. And if you don't allow him to be made for it, she's going to have Inu Nefesh. The Torah says he can be made for Inu Nefesh. On the other hand, Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan only allows to be made for Limisana, the one that causes the Inu Nefesh, but the Ein Mefer Lemasha Ein Misana. But it doesn't give, the Torah doesn't give the husband the right to be made for something that's not Inu Nefesh. The Sfirule, the Nehi, the Yafi Renu, Amar Rahman, it says Yafi Renu, that you have to be made for the entire Nether. So what does the Torah mean? The Mashma Kule, it seems to imply the whole Nether. It seems like review that Mashmul is right. No. Below Palge, you're telling me that it can't be split up? No. Hainu Lomar, Shetzorich Lohofer, Kol HaNeder, Shu Yohol Lohofer. It's telling us that he can be made for, must be made for, the entire Nether that he's allowed to be made for. So he can't say you can have half of the finely sifted bread, but not the other half. That he can't do. That's Yafi Renu. He has to be made for the entire thing. But only that which he's allowed to be made for, the entire thing. The Yafi Renu, the crow, when the pasuk says Yishah Yafi Renu, Inui Nefesh Koi, it's only talking about that which is Inui Nefesh. It has to be made for 100% of the Inui Nefesh part. Hilkach. If the husband is made for 100% of the inu nefesh, he's made for, you can eat this entire finely sifted bread that was made, bilhachi sagi, that's perfectly good. V'yafi renu, karina bay, that's called, I was made for the entire neder. But he can't be made for something that didn't cause inu nefesh. Umishum hachi, made for the misane, he can be made for 100% of the misane bread, ain't made for it all, Lisha ain't misana, and it can't be made for it all from the bread that doesn't cause her affliction. Oh, beautiful, Rod. I know we did the whole thing inside a little bit long, but we have time, Baruch Hashem. It's a short daf, so in this way, we can fully understand what the machlokas is between Yehuda Mar Shmuel and Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're going to question. Now we understand it. Now we can go question it. Eisvi, the Gemara says that we're going to question Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Isha shenadra binazir, if a woman makes herself into a Nazira, so she's also to have all the things that a Nazir is also to have or do, and then, Nebuch, v'haisa shosa yayin, she goes and drinks wine anyway, or she's metami to mesim, two of the things that a Nazir is absolutely allowed to do. And we turn to Pegimol and Aleph, she violated her neder, and as the Ran says in the top Ran, this is obvious. Of course, she's broke her neder. It doesn't have to tell us this, but it's because of the seifa over here that we want to learn the raya against Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, and that's why this Mishnah doesn't tell us anything from the first part. It's clear, a woman's a nazira, and she broke her nazira, so of course she's going to get malchus, but. Hey, for a law Baal, here's the part that we need to know. If her Baal, her husband, was made for the neder, but she didn't know about it. He lo yodo shefer law. She didn't know that the husband had heard her neder and that he was made for it. So she still thinks she's in a zero. And in any event, she intentionally goes, and she did either one of these two things that would get her, give her malchus. She drinks wine or she's metamele mesim. In this situation, since her husband was made for a neder, so even though she doesn't know, she won't get malchus. Ainus sofegis is our boy. Because bottom line is, there is no nether there. Now, here's the question of Rasi or Yochanan. The amris mefer lemisane, the ain mefer lishain misane. If you're telling me, like Ravasi or Yochanan says, that a husband only has the right to be made for something that causes her inner nefesh. So granted, drinking wine causes her inner nefesh. Granted, you could argue that metamel mesim could cause her inner nefesh. That we'll have to wait till tomorrow to exactly explain why that would be the case. But ultimately, we're going to say that if she can't go to other funerals, then nobody's going to want to go to her funeral, so therefore she has to be able to go to other funerals. Bottom line is, those things are inu nefesh, to drink wine or to be metamele mesim. But if you're saying, if Rav Asi Rav Yochanan says that the husband can only be made for things that cause inu nefesh, so great, the husband can be made for her the part of drinking wine, the part of being metamele mesim. But the husband can only be made for drinking wine, but the other things that a nazir or a nazira is not allowed to do is eat the chartzon. The chartzon is the seeds, according to most. Some say it's the opposite, it means the zog, and the chartzon is talking about the skin, and minzog doesn't mean the skin, but it means the seed, but we'll just keep it simple. if the not eating of the seeds or the not eating of the skin, that really doesn't cause somebody inu nefesh. So theoretically, according to Rav Asi and Yochanan, the husband can only be made for her drinking wine or being matamal emesim, but he can't go and be made for the eating of chartzon or the eating of zag. So therefore, the ha lo is la tzara. That doesn't cause her pain. That's not inu nefesh. And therefore, the tisbo gets sarabayim. So she still should get malchus as being a nazira. So how can you, Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, say that the husband can't be made for even things that don't cause her inu nefesh? The Mishnah had said that lo sofeg etz sarabayim in this situation. Ain it sofeg etz sarabayim? So the Gemara answers, ain nazirus l'chatzoyim. You know what? You can't be a nazira only for the zogim and the chatzonim. When a person goes and says, I'm a nazir, it includes everything. The issue of drinking wine, but also any grape product or grape. And you can't go to the cemetery, and you can't cut your hair. All those three basic isurim, it's all or nothing. You either have all of them, or you have none of them. Or at least, in terms of a regular Naziris. We'll talk tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem. There is a Naziris Shimshon, which does allow you to be Metami to Mason. But we'll talk about that tomorrow in Mitzvah Shem. But the bottom line is for now, Rav Yosef's teretz is, Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan has no problem. Because the reason why you don't say over here that you are able to be made for the inu nefesh, but you're not able to be made for the chartzon and zog, so therefore she still should get sofeges esarabayim, is because there's no such thing as being a nazir from only one aspect. You're a nazira or a nazir from everything. So you can't just say, I'm a nazir for zog and chartzon, but I'm not a nazir for wine. So when the husband was made for her neder, which she has the right to do, so she's no longer a nazira. He was made for her naziris, and that includes the zog and the chartzon as well. So therefore, there's no kasha on Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan from this Mishnah in Nazir. So we'll stop over here. We're already pretty far way down Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. It's a relatively short shiur today, but I will just conclude with one personal item and thanks and shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Earlier this morning, we had the schluss to have a new baby grandson's bris, and the baby's name is Yishai David ben Aryeh Chaim. Be'ezus Hashem, he should grow up to be a big Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, a Yoshua, a Tomim, and Be'ezus Hashem be a source of wonderful Yiddish nachas to us, to our family, and to all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you all for your good wishes, and everybody should have a wonderful day.